Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are delighted to have you with us today. For our opening segment today,
Yes. We
would like to do two things. Of course, it is Thursday, And every single Thursday, we dive into our mailbag and read the birthday greetings.
Yes.
But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen.
Something first?
Yes, before we do that.
Before the mailbag.
No. You faked me out.
Yes.
Did I pretend like I was going to? You want me to do the letters first?
No, I don't.
Someone's right. Trigger happy.
You know what? Let's do the letters first for
Ask
you.
Ask Carrie.
Right?
Now you've changed.
Yeah.
I'm done. Let's watch Idol.
Nice. Hey, before we get started, before a new political feature on the show, Let's dive into the mailbag with our birthdays of the week.
Let's do that.
How is that?
I'm so happy.
Perfect. Do you ever Skype Carrie from downstairs while she's upstairs?
We have instant message before.
You know, Carla and I call each other on our cell phones.
I don't know. I think that's worse.
That's the ultimate laziness.
We do use the intercom feature on our phone.
Yeah, and we have an intercom feature on our phone. Anybody that's got cordless phones usually has that feature. No. But the ultimate laziness is not even to figure out which phone is on the intercom, so you just lazily pick it up and dial the cell phone.
At my house, we just yell.
Yeah, well, we do that,
too. Oh, I do that, too.
But women, and this is a great tradition in women, that they will yell, you will be three rooms away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they will say, honey, do you know where that is? And it makes me want to stab.
My most common yell in my house has nothing to do with Carrie anymore. Now it's Robert and Jabril. They love the wrestling now.
Right.
So I will hear stuff upstairs that sounds like Clyde Beatty is moving elephants on the top floor. And so I'll push back. He's a circus guy. Oscar.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I will move back from my desk and I'll just go.
It's actually helpful.
Is everything all right? And then it stops.
That's how it goes.
Birthday greetings for today.
Standing up.
It was Joshua Dennis Hanley's birthday last Thursday, literally. Josh, I don't know why that literally is in there.
You'll find out.
Josh, son of listeners Matt and Jen Hanley, was born a week ago today.
That's
why it was literally his birthday.
Isn't that wonderful? Rich Wiley had a birthday Saturday.
Wiley?
He never misses a show, and he says we helped get him through the brutal D.C. traffic. For now, he's out of beer and wonders if Rob could run out and pick up some cold ones. I don't speak for Rob, but I have to ask Rob, I would assume.
I know, Rob's pretty busy right now.
Perhaps
sure
a generic Miller Lite might be a good idea.
You know what I found out this week? I found out that Yingling has become the biggest domestic brewer in America because of all the foreign interests.
Well, Rich Wiley, Rob, didn't specify what beer he wants.
Care.
So think you maybe want to go out and get him a 12-pack of Yingling?
I'm going to get him some ice-cold Yingling, and Mike, I will be right back.
There goes Rob. Look at that smoke coming out of the back of that.
Caprice
Classic.
Maybe an oil change.
I just washed this Grand Marquis this morning. Oh, it shines like the sun.
Rob was correcting me. John Candy drives a Grand Marquis.
Well, I've heard a lot of different things, but I like the Grand Marquis. I think that's probably the most likely. Now,
enjoy your cold ones, Rich. Monday was Rich Morikawa's birthday, and he'd like Mike to read the following line from Murphy's Romance as James Garner. And he actually,
you're kidding.
He put the line in here.
The actual line.
Awesome. And that fits in with our bonus show this week.
It does.
You know what? It also really fits in with today's show opener.
Here we go. Murphy's Romance as James Garner for Rich Morikawa.
Here we go.
Thanks, Rich.
You're a miserable little son of a bitch. You know that? And I'll tell you something else, mister. You may be a lot younger and stronger, but you're about to get your ass kicked from here to the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that can do it.
Wow.
Thank you very much. What do you call what
happens right before deja vu?
What's that?
I don't know, because you're about to hear that in about 2.5 more minutes.
I can't wait. Well, we can
really
contrast and compare.
Tuesday, Chris Elston, any relation?
No, actually.
Chris Elston.
His niece.
No relation to Michael J.
His son, he gave up.
He began his final year in his douchebag 30s.
Oh, this is a guy.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Are so far away from that, but I just can't wait till it happens.
What?
Just that you get out of
leaving
your
douchebag 30s.
Oh, no, that's never going to change.
Yeah, I think he'll probably be
this way.
You know what? He's going to be getting stuff from the for retirement, and he's still going to be in his douchebag 30s.
All right, Rob's going to unhinge his jaw here because Rob likes it when I just have the totally organic, spontaneous nicknames.
Uh-huh.
I have a new nickname for Oscar.
What
it's based on today.
What?
Pillow.
My sleepy?
Hey, you know what, Mike? Pillow. How about the pillow?
The pillow.
The pillow. The pillow.
The pillow is well before
I am cozy.
Linda Barnes, who says she's only slightly younger than Betty White, is having a birthday today. Hey, baby. Yeah. Way to go, Linda. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Also today, Lordy Lordy, Jeff Fenton is 40. He's been listening from Sacramento since 94. And Dan Curry turns 39 today. He loves
TMOS. Does he have a sad voice? Hi, I'm Dan Curry.
He loves TMOS, of course. But he's also a fan of the Mark and Lowell Show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that show's had enough run on this show.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Although he believes it should be called the Lowell and Mark Show.
Now Mike is going to use his sad voice.
All right, very good. Let me balance things out. Big O and Dukes, Big O and Dukes, Big O and Dukes, Big O and Dukes.
That felt amazing.
I don't know.
RobRadio.com.
Buzz RobRadio.com, RobRadio.com, RobRadio.com. And for Buzz, don't want to leave anybody out.
Right.
Sylvania Light Bulb, Sylvania Light Bulb, Sylvania Light Bulb.
Or whatever you need.
Kelsey is a huge fan of the show. He and his hot girlfriend Jessica want us to have another crazy night at Jimmy's. Stay tuned.
Can get your wish.
So they can make the trip from Baltimore to join us. Might get ready for a little thing called the Super Bowl there, Kelsey.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. I just hope they have poutine to eat over there at the Super Bowl.
They will. They Ladies do. And gentlemen, as we move on, and I got to get these replays set.
Yeah, I see there. That? That's hanging off
it's
the stage.
It's teetering. It's teetering, Mike.
That's like Michael J. Fox over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, new political feature I like to call I Eliminate the Candidates.
Oh, oh wow. This would be helpful.
You'll remember it was a short time ago. Now, listen, I have not made any endorsement yet.
You've always been great at elimination.
As I really, most of the time.
Yeah.
I evacuate. Keep the fiber up.
No problems.
And I will not make any endorsement until probably mid-summer.
Okay.
That's when I will make my announcement of who I will be supporting for President of the United States.
Get ready, America.
Until that time, I will be eliminating candidates. Now, you might remember it was a short time ago that I eliminated Rick Santorum from my list of candidates based on his endorsement by Jim Bob Duggar.
I remember, and also I believe I tacked on that the fact that Santorum seems to be hideously misshapen somehow.
That's Rob, you eliminate him your way, I eliminate him my way.
That's right.
I'm also good at elimination.
My elimination was based simply on that Duggar endorsement, and he is no longer on my list. Today, I eliminate another candidate, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
This candidate is Newt Gingrich.
Why?
Really?
Newt Gingrich, you might say, well, Mike, what, because he's such an outspoken person to the right, and you disagree with his
politics? No. Powerhouse in the polls.
You might say, oh, because he had that horrible relationship with his wives. No, I've been there, and I've had horrible relationships with
strong,
wives.
Mike.
You might say, oh, Sarah Palin endorsed him, then he's out. No.
No.
No, no, no. I was watching Newty today on the Today Show.
Newton?
Yes. Newt Gingrich has a physical quality that will be make him unable to be president as far
really?
As I'm concerned.
Which is
a disability?
Newt Gingrich, and I was watching the television 5 inches away today.
Well, no wonder.
Newt has one eye that points in the wrong direction.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
really? How have I not seen this? I'm the guy that loves this.
I will after the show,
googly eye?
After the show, I will take you to my Today Show. I will show you on my TiVo.
This is why I don't listen to the Dixie Chicks.
Now, listen,
it's
always
impossible
believed,
to sneak up on them.
I have always believed that many serial killers have this same quality.
Yes.
It's that
yes.
eye that goes just ever so slightly. When you look at Nudie
don't
up close,
trust it.
You see that, maybe it's his right eye, that kind of points off to the south.
I tell you
I
what,
Mike,
when
it.
They don't match, both eyes are at fault.
That's right. So.
And so let's complete our list. We have the Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
Newt Gingrich.
Right.
And Chris Gore.
Exactly. Their eyes point in different directions. I am not voting for him. And that's why I urge you, as Americans, to heed my advice here.
Yes.
You cannot vote for a man whose eyes point in two different directions.
I've never noticed that.
Right. Now, listen. I would forgive all of this.
Really?
If Newt was to acknowledge his disability and wear an eye patch.
Oh, God, we would be the coolest.
He might even get your endorsement.
Absolutely.
That would be the coolest president in an eye patch.
How tall is Newt in real life?
I'm not
Does
sure.
Know?
You know what? This is what's surprising. He's 7'2".
Unbelievable.
And he weighs 500 pounds.
Start the show, please. Thank you very much.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment. Program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You two got a lot to talk about, don't you, Dad?
We exchange a few words, son.
You know what I think, Dad?
If we sever this family relationship, I'm not your dad. I wouldn't be too happy if I were.
I think you're banging Emma.
Bang. Kind of an ugly expression for that particular pleasure.
How about...
I don't like that one a whole lot better.
Yeah, but that's what's going on, isn't it?
If I'd had that privilege, I wouldn't be taking it up with you over a garbage can.
Well, I'm taking it up with you.
You are a miserable little son of a bitch. You know that? I don't know why she took you in the house. I'd bed you down with the dogs. And I'll tell you something else, mister.
You may be a lot younger and stronger, but you're about to get your ass kicked from here to the state line. And I'm wearing the boots that can do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Good afternoon, everybody. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Gabby Piper Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Today's day, Thursday, June 19th, 2011. Hope you're enjoying the day. Oh, I walked it. I thought I had one more.
So exciting.
God damn it. Anyway.
Yeah, you curb stomped it.
Yeah, I did. That's terrible. I'm so bad at that.
Well, you don't like these dance records. You're more of a classic rock guy.
We are over 11 and a half. Change the copy. We are over 11 and a half million downloads. It's still growing every day.
We didn't lose any, did we?
Ladies and gentlemen, turn your music down, Rob, because I've got music for us right now, because here is our sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing it again. That's right. Our show today is brought to you by our good friend, the man who always supports us and continues that support in 2012. I am talking about my best pal, Jimmy Cerrito.
Oh, the best guy in the world.
And Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, because we're doing it again. This is our third annual.
This will be the third.
Our third annual Jimmy's Super Bowl Bash. We're going to be there. We want you to be there. Happy hour drink specials from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. God, it's a sloppy day.
I'll be there at 10.
Jesus.
I'll be knocking on the door.
I'm just figuring out how we get this show done. You know, it's incredible. 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout, and a free football pool for the first 100 fans. We've all participated in Jimmy's football pool with prizes after every quarter. So much fun. We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy. And then
We're doing that again.
Did I win last year?
And Mike, it's Jotperty.
It's Jotperty, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern Jeopardy. And then watch the game in big screen, high definition, as Jimmy hauls the television down next to the ice sculpture and turns it on.
What I love about Jimmy is, of all the people I've ever met, he truly is not happy until everyone else is happy.
That's right.
He will really make sure
it's
we have a good
mission.
Time.
Yeah.
Now, listen, because we're going early with this, reservations are recommended.
Yes.
703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-GYMS.
You know, I have reservations about playing Jotperty.
Or click the banner on our website for Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's our third annual Super Bowl bash there.
And come on out.
I'd rather watch it there than anywhere else.
The best place to watch a Super Bowl.
So make your reservations.
Or ignore the Super Bowl.
Just hope there's not a blizzard. Remember the one 2 years ago? We went to the blizzard.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And we still made it, and 200 people still made it.
And I had to go pick up RJ. That was fun.
That was unnecessary because he was the closest of all of us.
I know, and he owns a truck. I don't understand how that worked. I came in from Leesburg.
Substituting for Mr. French today, who's got a doctor's appointment, we have Mr. Jabari, who is standing by, and he will be running our video today.
JB.
Jabari, say hello.
Hello, hello.
There he is, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's a little much.
One of the hosts of...
We just asked for one.
Yeah. One of the hosts of This Week in America, my favorite show.
Oh.
No, look at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite a nice thing to say.
Wow. It's a hell of a lot better than that Mark and Lowell debate.
Well, I do host America as well.
I know, that's
sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes. It was really good last week.
Actually, it really was good last week.
Your alter ego does.
On the program today, serious thing that I might or might not talk about, but it's old, too. I hate it when I see things on the cable that I get caught up with.
Dengue fever?
Buzz is probably
I love Lucy.
It. You're familiar with this West Memphis 3?
No.
Have you these three guys that were convicted of murder down in West Memphis, Arkansas?
I have not followed this story.
And just an amazing story of these guys that were in prison for like 18 years and never committed the murder. Three child murders that were
released on DNA evidence.
They were never formally told that they were not guilty. They had to go. They had to plead guilty with the Alfred Law, which is you plead guilty, but you profess your innocence. It was just at the end of the day, they let him out.
You plead guilty, and you have to be a manservant to Bruce Wayne.
It was weird, but I don't
so
even know.
So they wrongly served 18 years.
Yeah,
hit stop on your replay.
That happens a lot, and that's one of the things that concerns me about capital punishment. I think sometimes we've pulled the plug on the wrong guy.
Yeah. Of course
sometimes.
Yeah. And so also on the program, we're finally going to get to it. We're going to start with it today. Oscar in Puerto Rico. Oscar and his new lady, Oscar and his incredible insomnia. That's on the program.
Today's
today.
Broadcast sounds rather Bolivian centric.
Big things coming. Not only do we have the Jimmy's Old Town Tavern thing that's coming up, but I'm here to tell you that by the hopefully by the end of this month, we're going to have another major announcement about the first time ever that we have really gone out and in front of a live audience, a large live audience, done a full scale live show that we're going to be doing with the furniture, with the microphones, with everything. We're going to bring that out on stage.
This is a really big event that Carrie can choose to ignore.
You can come out to that and support that. Let me see. I am filled with anxiety, but I'm not going to tell you why. Already made that call. Anyway, our funny-sounding Japanese waiter at the restaurant last night.
Chinaman.
And thanks to Chris Clark, who sent me the link where I can buy Temple and Rye whiskey barrels for $150.
The barrels themselves, they wouldn't be filled with the Templeton, would they?
No, but they
damn it.
But if you're going to, apparently you can buy these barrels,
right?
And if you're making your own hooch,
suck
if you
on
get
the wood.
Illegal still down in your basement, you can put it in the barrels, and it's the barrels.
Uh-huh. That barrels that is what makes it.
That's what gives color and flavor to alcohol.
You can put your weed in there.
What will you keep? What will you keep in your barrel?
Urine. Nice.
And think how good it's going to taste.
Yeah. That's true.
Well,
it's
once it stays in the barrel, if I put
come out brown,
if I would venture to
it
say,
does anyway, does.
If you peed in a barrel and then drank it 12 years later, probably be tasty.
No. Oh.
I don't know that I would say tasty.
What did you have for dinner
really
the night
gross.
Before?
No asparagus.
No. But what would happen is you'd have to take out the bunghole. And then you'd have to almost plank on top of the barrel to urinate into it.
Does a barrel have a bunghole?
Of course. How do you think they fill the barrel?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Who knows that?
How does your brain? How does it?
Well, Mike, I didn't spend 15 years working at a distillery. Actually, I didn't.
Where did you?
What? I got it.
Wait, I know why he gets it.
You
know why?
No, I got it.
He's a Kentucky colonel.
No. I don't. It has nothing to do with it.
What is it then?
Big Daddy and I used to go out and get barrels.
No, actually not.
Big Daddy, Big Daddy was a teetotaler.
A good guess and well acted.
Yeah, that was very good.
That was good. That, you know, it's hard to get a performance out of that from someone who's had more than 3 hours sleep.
That's very, you know, I like Oscar.
I like when the pillow checks in.
The pillow got you there. How the hell do you know what a bunghole is?
I don't know. And you know what else I know? Do you know what you call somebody who makes a barrel?
What?
A cooper.
I'm stunned.
Ken Cooper?
Yeah.
His head should have exploded by now.
Yeah, well, luckily I opened the bunghole in my head.
Incidentally, we do have a phone number. You can call us at any time on the show. 718-506-1625. We had three or four that were waiting, and those were people, obviously, that were waiting until we taped, but they didn't stay on the line. I'm going to tell you people that call the show at 718-506. You people at 506-1625. Don't be impatient with us.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah.
You might have to wait a while. Yeah. The show is usually 70 minutes long.
Like Orson Welles says, those people.
Don't sweat it.
You know what would be a grand experiment?
What's
and
that?
And it's your call because it's your show.
Okay. Yeah.
To get some sleep? We could try it.
Frustrating,
all
ain't
right.
it?
Right. So.
He started it.
I know.
If there, you know, because if at any radio station, F you, Rob, at any radio station.
Oh dear!
Man.
I'm sure this will be fine.
That's a pretty good one to go to. I might want to have that one. Jesus. Having trouble communicating. That's our standard. You can't get it out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it'd be a great experiment.
Was always so.
Oh, I can't wait.
And what if this is the first episode you've ever heard of us? They're saying, what are they doing?
They won't know.
Too much talk of barrels.
They won't know. What were you going to say?
Bunghole.
If there are prize pigs in the world of the internet, as there are prize pigs on terrestrial radio.
I bet there are.
So if you said you were going to give away a Michael Mara t-shirt to the seventh caller,
right,
and you gave out the phone number,
okay,
and people would actually call.
Seventh caller right now.
And then we only take six calls.
Shut up, Rob. Seventh caller right now, 718-506-1625 gets a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Well, this guy doesn't count because he's been on hold. We'll take the seventh after this guy. Let's go to Bill from Massachusetts. Wants to know if we'll ever visit Mass. Is that right, Bill?
Yep, it is. I went and saw you at Cleary's when you guys came to Boston. I wanted to know if you're going to have any plans to come back again this year.
Well, I don't know because I will probably visit Massachusetts more than once during the year because I've got my mom up there and my family up there. As a matter of fact, I am also scheduled my Christmas present from my brother-in-law was April, I think it's 13th, opening day in Fenway Park.
Whoa. Right.
Oh, wow.
And he bought us tickets for that.
Nice. Wow. You should take a picture of your seats and send them to Kathy.
Thank you. You never forget.
Nope. I can't go because of the outstanding warrants.
That's right.
And they really are outstanding.
Oh, and they're calling right now. Bill, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem, Mike.
Thank you very much. And let me see. Okay, I got one, two. We're waiting. We only have two.
Seventh caller gets that T-shirt.
Seventh caller at 718-506-1625.
These people may have more integrity. They may have more integrity.
Jabari, how many in the queue on Ustream right
they
now?
They don't.
On Ustream.
We have two. Oh, and Ustream, we have 33 listeners.
What?
No, that's the wrong number.
That can't be right.
I'm sorry.
What number are you reading there?
I'll go look.
He doesn't normally man this station.
Right now. So or if that is right, the two would be great.
Yeah. There we go. Maybe if you got closer to the microphone, you could see it better.
No one's calling, Mike.
Area code 916. You're caller number one, area code 916. Sorry, try again, okay?
Oh, you're going to really do this like a real contest? Okay. You're just going to blow off 1 through 6?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Caller number two. Hello, area code 812. Where's area code 812?
Columbus, Indiana.
Columbus, Indiana. Ooh. You are caller number two. Hang up and try again, please. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Call again. Call back.
Thanks so
you
much.
You can win this.
Should I call?
Since Buzz mentioned it, and as we have a moment here, will you please tell the no one's calling story?
David Edgar?
Yes. That's a favorite.
When Don and I were doing the show, and used to have to take our calls when we do a remote broadcast from back at the studio.
Yeah, somebody else
and
had
we
to answer
started them. The show and said, okay, we're going to do a phone scan right now. And David Edgar came on the line and said, no one's calling.
On the air,
oh
he said
my
that.
God.
Which was truly one of the most amazing. I believe we may have.
And were you not at Wild World?
916, did you call before?
Yes.
Okay, you're calling number three. Thank you very much.
We're going to give the T-shirt to caller number one.
Caller number 812, did you call before?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's
you're
the same,
caller number five.
The same two people
it's
are
a horse
calling
race.
Over and over again.
All right, let's go to area code 207. Area code 207, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Don.
Don, are you calling from Maine?
I am.
You are caller number six? Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, four.
You're caller number four. Thank you very much.
Well,
try again.
He said five before that one.
I know. Hello. Then he went back to three.
Well, do what we
hello.
Used to
shut
do.
Up.
Make it
area out. Code 916. Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this? 916. Hello, I hear you, area code 916.
We hear
now
you
they're
breathing.
All calling.
Speak up.
Area code, let me see, 410.
Baltimore.
Hello, Baltimore.
Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, how are you, Andrew?
Good, man. How you doing?
You are caller number six?
Is this,
yes.
Is this
that
your
is right.
Is that your accountant?
Andrew, when do we get our checks?
And finally, let's
I'm calling because we asked yesterday to have blind callers, and you said call at 11, so I don't even know what's going on today.
Oh, see, actually, you're very fortunate because we're actually giving away a T-shirt to caller number seven, but you are caller number six.
So hang up and try again, please.
Damn it.
All right, sorry.
So really fortunate's not the word I would use.
Yeah. All right, now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Maybe
oh
we have to train them.
All right.
That's what it is.
Maybe we have to train
them.
Well,
this is a whole new thing.
Right. Yes.
Just pick
right,
one, and
I'll
the next
pick one
is caller seven.
Where's, let's go to area code 302, shall we?
All right.
Is that Midwest?
Hello, area Delaware? Code 302. Mars. Where are you calling from?
Amsterdam.
All right, Mike, it's Jay from Delaware.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jay from Delaware, congratulations. You are caller number seven, and you have won a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt.
Well, thank you very much.
How do I put them on hold? With the X in the microphone? Is
yes,
that how I
that's
put them
right,
on hold?
And then I'll take it.
Hold on, Jay. We're going to get back to the show, but thank you very much for calling in.
Great program, guys.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
There we
that.
Go.
Well, they all came. They all came to play after
it was a
that.
Slow start, but
we
it, they are.
It takes a while. But they and I feel sorry for the two people from the first two area codes that called.
That is unfortunate.
No,
so
no,
that
no.
Was
a
shame. I don't.
I know you don't.
Maybe next time.
I know.
There'll be another time.
And a lot of drop calls where people tried to get through on the Skype but weren't. But hey, if you have something that you would like to talk about and it's compelling and we can talk to you about it, 718-506-1625, new for 2012. We will take your calls every day on the show and we'd love to hear from you. That would be wonderful. It is our first segment. We didn't get to it again, but next it's Oscar, and more Oscar when we delve into his bachelor party trip to Puerto Rico. Also, I've heard rumors about a new lady.
Yeah. again.
Yeah.
And his incredible insomnia. And you would think with new love he would be able to sleep at night, but we'll find out more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Talk about it carries on, reasons only new.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. And now here for Wait Not is the one and only Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I cracked a new threshold of weight loss today. I won't exactly go into it, but I will say this. 18 pounds since January 8th.
Congratulations.
And if this math continues, by the middle of next week, I will be the thinnest I've been since Julia was born. That's the year 2000.
That's 18 pounds in 11 days.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I feel like $1 million. The program is so easy to stick to, and it's real food. I love
it. Real food.
Yeah.
I had breakfast with my mother this morning.
Yes.
She has lost 26 pounds.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah.
Another great story.
I haven't seen her. This is a woman that has been on every diet in the world, and she's never lost a pound. She has lost 26 pounds.
That's a lot of people want to know, what's the difference with Weight Not? The difference is you get the results very quickly. That's what motivates you.
Yes.
Motivation is the rapidness of this program, mm-hmm. and it's healthy and rapid, which is unheard of in the diet biz.
The amazing thing is that not only am I feeling better and doing better, everyone in my family's eating better now. I'd gotten out of the habit of last year cooking vegetables at night. Now we got vegetables at every meal, a salad at every meal. The kids are into it. My kids are eating better. My wife is eating better.
Well, that's
and
great.
I'm losing crazy weight.
My pants don't fit anymore.
Well, then you're next.
I know.
It's never too late to make a resolution.
Boy, you are excited.
You can keep 855 Weight Not, 855-934-4486 or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe him. We got a guy that gave us a little memo on Facebook the other day that lost over 100 pounds.
Right?
Yeah.
Send us your success story for Weight Not.
Please.
We will share it with our listeners.
There are a lot
of
them.
We'd love to hear with you. Now back to the show. And Oscar.
Yes.
You started to talk at the very end of yesterday's show about your trip to Puerto Rico for a bachelor party, not in a normal destination.
No, San Juan.
Say it right.
San Juan.
Oh,
I'm dying, by the way.
It's the couch. I'm
here's
dying.
The Puerto Rico song.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion.
Bueno.
I have a question. Where do you find this song?
Oh, it's from an obscure little thing called West Side Story. I'm sure anybody has heard of it.
You just sounded more gay than you have ever said. Oh, just a little obscure musical called West Side Story. Oh,
now, when you talk like that, I have to loosen my ascot.
I'll bet.
Yeah, and then find that barrel with the bunghole.
That's right.
So you go to Puerto Rico for the bachelor party. It was the great unknown. You didn't know what you were going to run into.
No, I didn't know. And just to give you a quick synopsis of how I got there, I end up meeting...
Boat!
I end up flying to Boston.
Uh-huh.
I deplane. I get in my brother's car, go back to his place. He just bought a new place. He shows me his place for an hour. Right. I get a quick...
This is in Beantown?
Yeah, it's in Beantown.
How's the joint?
Ugh. I mean, really.
Is it one of those redone brownstones?
No, it's actually a penthouse...
Modern
in town.
A penthouse.
It says BH when you hit the button.
It's the top?
Yes!
Oh my God. And how many floors is the building?
It's 7 floors.
Oh my God. He's got to pay a gazillion bucks for that.
Man. He's been working his whole life, I imagine.
Really?
That's what it's all about.
Wow. Oh my. This is the doctor.
They're both anesthesiologists.
He's an anesthesiologist. Wow. Yeah. He's got to pay.
They get the best
when
stuff.
I press,
is it tease?
When I press the pH, because I've never pressed the pH button.
Right.
You know, the closest I ever gotten to pH was the pH balance.
Does the elevator open to his place?
It's his place.
Oh my God.
How many bedrooms does he have?
It's only 2.
But it's just incredible.
It's harps play, angels
it
sing.
Looks, he's got a full wraparound deck around the whole place.
Well, of course.
And he's got a Viking grill outside. And he's
But to be fair, Mike, the ballroom is so small.
He's got heat lamps. It's amazing.
And like, he's got just a gorgeous view of the city?
Yeah, it's just gorgeous view of the city.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm jealous. Wow. Like,
the Prudential building is like right in front of him.
He lives in my sister's neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is it Back Bay?
It's Back Bay, yeah. It's
their neighbors.
Yeah.
We got to go up there.
We should.
We definitely amazing. Have to go up there.
That's so you hit pH.
I love Boston.
You hit pH, Boston. And you're like, wow, man, that's really... I felt better by hitting it.
Of course. It made you taller.
Now, do you need like a key?
Yeah, you need a special key to hit every floor in that building. Like, you can't go to any floor unless you have
the right key.
When I'm sitting in my sister's apartment or townhouse or whatever you want to call it, brownstone,
yeah,
whatever.
It's beautiful.
I sit at her little bar on one of the levels.
Shocking. And
breakfast bar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ass.
Oh.
Breakfast bar. And I look out the window and I see the Prudential Tower from her window. Wow. It's very, very
good. So I'm very proud of him. But this is the first time I got a chance to see it. So he picked me up. We go and I check out his place. They have dinner for me, which was amazing. And then we get back in the car, in a cab, and we go and meet all the guys at the airport.
Okay.
So we get on the plane, immediately start drinking. Mark can continue talking in the background if you'd like.
Whisper, Mark.
Please. So we start drinking right away.
And what are you drinking and what are they
Jack
drinking?
Jack and Diet. They're drinking. Uh-huh. There's a point where the guy on AirTran comes back and says, we are completely out of Jack Daniels.
Oh.
All we have left are, we have the Bacardi, the standard Bacardi rum.
Right, okay. Right. Was your whole crew besides you drinking Jack, or did you clean the plane out of
Jack? No, everybody was just, we started with Jack.
Okay, all right.
And good. I was kind of the ringleader for drinking because I said, we have to start drinking now.
Yeah, because Jack is your flavor.
Good for you.
Yes, yes.
Good for you.
Hey, Jack.
And then we roll through all right. of the Bacardi. And then we kill all of the, I think they had some vodka left. Right.
Now,
Smirnoff.
Now, you had no other brown liquors you could go to? Because Jack is close to bourbon. It's close to Canadian Club. It's close to a blend. I mean,
it's what they offer on the plane.
Hold on
a second.
Oh,
so you're not at a bar.
No, no.
Hold on a second, boys. Got to take a call. Hold on a second. Allie from Gaithersburg. You love the phone calls, Allie?
I do. It's so funny. I love hearing you guys get so pissed off about it.
Thank you. That's all the time we have.
What
Thank
do you mean
Alex.
By that?
She's out of there.
All right. Go after yourself.
Hey, Oscar, you know what I'm, Mark, you know what I'm having trouble with?
What's that?
No, that's all right. I just was able
was
to.
Was my story so boring?
No, it's just, I just kind of like when they're being screamed.
It's a
Kiki,
lady.
Kiki wants to talk about moonshine.
It's another
lady. We're talking about
she
alcohol.
She sent me an email about moonshine. I'll share it with you tomorrow.
Hey, Kiki, we got to finish Oscar's story here. Okay. Okay. Why did she go? Are you there, Kiki?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Very nice.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
I'm a first grade teacher, and we all share a recipe for apple cider moonshine.
Ooh, I like that.
Wow.
All right, we will talk more about. We'll have a moonshine show down the road.
Rob has the recipe.
Rob's right. Rob wrote a sign that said, "Hey me."
Hey, Mike. I wanted to tell you me, and this is what I do when I'm having my day.
All right, Kiki, thank you for the call. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the support.
All right, love you.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Okay, go ahead.
So we close down the bar on the plane, and this is an hour into the flight. It's a
so there's no
flight.
Booze at all.
And everybody on the plane is pissed at us.
Wow.
Oh, because you drank all the booze.
Yes.
Because you're going to a vacation destination, so everybody wants to hooch it up.
Yes. Done. An hour in.
Not your fault, though. Let me just say this.
It's the plane's fault.
It's airlines that just don't stock booze.
Right? What's the point of that? You're
it's
paying
ridiculous.
Like $8 a drink.
I agree.
They make money.
Right.
So we're done with that. I pass out. I wake up. We're in Puerto Rico. We end up going.
I had a nickel for every time.
And it's Sunday afternoon.
We get to the hotel. That's just a disaster because for some reason at vacation destinations, you check out in at 10 a.m.
Right.
They have to have you check in at 2 or 3 p.m.
Yeah,
and sometimes 4.
Why is that?
Because everybody that's leaving wants to linger, so they get the guaranteed late checkout. And a lot of these Travelocities and a lot of these services right now, they offer that as a perk. And so travel services, especially travel agents, offer that as a perk.
And they require that time to turn around and clean the room. You don't want a soiled room.
Yeah, you're going to get people. Saturday, you're talking Saturday, right? So Saturday, that's when everybody's leaving, and so they all want to leave.
Right.
They've all got a 4 or 5 o'clock flight because they want to hang out by the pool and maximize their time.
So what do guys do? They go straight to the hotel bar.
That's what I do.
So we went straight to the hotel bar.
And you saw me there, sure.
Not a kitchen bar.
I've probably seen my brother drunk 4 or 5 times in my life.
Right.
Never have seen him drunk to the point that you have to carry a guy from the hotel pool bar back to his room.
So this is before you even check in. And is Saturday night the scheduled night out?
Yes.
All right, and just to set the scene.
He's out. He's
Brian
done.
Ready.
You left something out. You didn't go to a bar. You went to the pool bar?
We went to the pool bar.
And what's the weather like in San Juan?
You know what? It's the rainy season, so we were there for a good hour of sunlight when I decided to tweet a picture or post it on Facebook. Uh-huh. And then it started raining. And you know what the guys did? We just sat and continued to drink at the pool bar.
So it's covered.
Yeah, it's it's barely covered. We got wet.
Okay. Was there any?
But we just
sat there and any, was there any talento at the bar?
Yes,
lady.
Oh. Yes, because it's weird because Puerto Rico seems to be a place where you go, but you go as a family. So every young lady that gets dragged along with her family just goes to the bar, and the whole family's back at the pool or inside the actual hotel.
In his world.
I've never.
In his world.
I know.
What do you mean?
We're going to get the family and go to Puerto Rico. I'm going to take Robert to Club Lips.
In your world, you know, the hot 21-year-old college student goes with her family and just has to get away to the bar to hang out with you guys. That's your world.
It's not my world. I think that happens to everybody that travels.
Yeah, sure. Try me. Try me sitting at the bar.
She runs into Oscar and then she disappears.
Mom, I'm bored. I think I'm going to go to the bar. Okay. All right. Go ahead. If you don't want to hang out with the family. Yeah, I'm just going to hang there for a little while. Who's that man there? That's Mike O'Mara. That's Mike O'Mara. Ooh, I'd rather be back with my family.
That's Oscar's world. You know, that's the same world. You know that girl that walked into the propeller and thank God she's doing okay?
Yeah, I know.
The thing that troubles me is the reason she took the flight. I was looking at Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a flight. What are you going to do? Are you going somewhere? No, I'm just going to look at Christmas
lights. She's privileged.
Then I'm going to take the family to Puerto Rico.
Right. Exactly. Right. And incidentally, and why is that? Gee, do you think other people might have accidents like that? Yeah, I think so. But why is the Today Show like spending
because
every day?
Because she's a supermodel.
Because she's pretty.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. Yeah, she's gross. Yeah.
She was. So-
You're now, such a dick. Now she's brave.
Jesus Christ.
Now she's extraordinarily
going
brave.
Going to hell.
In a way that makes me want to kiss her.
So my brother ends up getting hammered, and I don't know. You guys, well, Mike, you've been on three bachelor parties.
Mom, I was at the hotel bar, and an anesthesiologist threw up on me. Can we go home?
I've been to a bunch of different ones.
Okay, but you, as the bachelor, is what I'm asking.
Yes.
You, is there something that clicks in your head that says, this is it? This is, might be the last time I get to go out like this.
No, because of my, you're asking the wrong guy, because my history of drinking is, you know, I'm a professional.
Okay, yeah.
And so but I don't look at other
bachelor party activities. Did you ever look upon those on any of, you know, before any of your weddings, did you ever look upon those as opportunities to say, well, this may be my last chance to really cut loose?
No.
No?
No, I never did. Because I didn't. And maybe that's why I've been married
so
three times.
So I feel like my brother had that epiphany into a pitcher two of whatever the drink is called gasolina that they have down.
What is that a Spanish word for something?
Sounds tasty.
It's gasoline.
Okay, it was.
But they call it gasolina.
Gasolina.
Yeah. Would you like some gasolina?
I was joking.
And it's like their signature shooter.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh my God.
Do you know any of the ingredients?
It's got vodka. It's got tequila. Ooh. It's like a mixture
it's
of.
It's probably like a Long Island.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna say.
Basically.
It tastes really good.
And to pitcher three, I see that he's drinking heavily, and I was like, dude, are you like? And at this time, alcoholic Oscar becomes caretaker Oscar because I don't want anybody to buy him shots anymore. I want to make sure he's okay.
Right.
So we finally get the check in. He's hammered. He is like yelling at everybody that like walks by, get married. I'm like, oh, come on.
So you got to assist him to his room.
Yes.
So he's done for the night.
This is what I didn't know. And you've been down this road.
Right.
So he passes out. Everybody just blacks out for
that's
a good three hours.
How many hours away from the night? You guys going to go out at about 10, 10, 11?
No, we're going out at 7 because we have dinner plans.
Oh, my God. Yes. So that everything's effed
so
up.
I'm hungry.
I go to my brother and I say, look, we're about to leave in half an hour. Get your ass together. All your friends are waiting for you. They're ready and ready to go. And he's like, dude, I can't. The room's not stopping spinning. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Ooh. And then I walk in and I knock on all the guys' doors and say, look, this is probably what's best for my brother, for him to just sleep and hopefully meet us out. We'll go out. We'll do what we need to do. But he needs just to rest. I've never seen him this hammered in my life.
That's
like,
tough. And
he probably just needs to rest.
Think back, Mike, if you can. I know it would require maybe a past life regression. Think back to your fourth really big drunk.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you're doing yet. It's really bad.
I can remember
times holding on to the bed.
Yes.
I know what I was
doing. That's exactly what he was doing.
I remember my fourth big one. I know what I was doing, too.
What's that?
I was getting ready to go out for the 8th grade softball team. Oh, that's terrible.
So we end up going out. Well, we also didn't know it was basically Carnival season that weekend.
I love that.
It was.
Is that a Spanish word for something?
Yeah.
It means gasoline.
Where 100,000 people, Mike, go to Old San Juan and they party in the streets.
I see. I thought that was more of a Caribbean thing. I didn't think they did. Well, of course, Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. Right, right. I thought that was more of
Brazil,
not a Puerto Rican.
Yes, thing. Yeah. Like, and when we decide to go down, we get in the shuttle and we realize that everybody is walking where we're going.
Right.
And I said, well, there's no way we're going to be able to get through this. It was so packed. It's like coming into, and just for your guys' proximity, it's like coming into Old Town Manassas, and 3 miles out, they have to drop you off because everybody's just walking.
And
the
I think your carnival in Puerto Rico, I thought that's early for carnival, too. Because carnival is, correct me if I'm wrong, a Lent-related activity.
Yeah, because it has to do with meat.
But this is a celebration of St. Augustine.
Ah, okay. So I think that's exclusively Puerto Rico.
And he wasn't that great.
I don't know.
A couple things are at play. One, you think that they could film the movie Taken, if you've seen it, within the setting of Old San Juan with 100,000 people there. And the guys I'm with, there are guys that want to be a part of it, and there are guys that want to watch it. I am a guy that wants to watch it because I don't want to get stabbed.
I have a set of skills. Very important skills. I'll find you. And I will kill you.
Yes.
God, I love that.
What a great movie.
That is a great movie.
I'm a guy that likes to watch from the bar, maybe. But I don't want to have to walk through this 100,000 people, this sea of people,
right, and
pretend like we're being like part of this festivities. There's nothing fun about that for
me. Was there anybody in your group that wanted to kind
everybody
of
crack except
with
for
everything?
Me.
Okay. Oh. They all wanted to look at the parade.
Yeah, they wanted to run in the parade with all these people.
Now, are the parades a la Carnival where you have kind of the Brazilian scantily clad women that are dancing on
floats? Yes, but unfortunately, mind you, let's be clear that Puerto Rico is a territory. It's not part of the United States. It's a territory.
Right.
Yes.
That's absolutely true, by the way.
Yes.
You learn
and there's a reason for that because the kids.
He's a dick.
No, I'm with him.
He
this
was
time.
Just really busting your balls.
No, I'm busting. In fact, that they are not part of the 50, Mike.
And if Rob has his way.
And really, you know what? Not really part of the 48.
A beautiful country, but there is an epidemic out there where. I used to always say that Latinos overall could really hold their alcohol and go out. And drinking is not a big deal in Latin cultures because you drink at such an early age, you learn how to hold your alcohol.
Right.
If I didn't walk through that carnival, and I don't know if this is exclusive to Puerto Rico, but it was shocking. All the girls look like they're in their teens.
Ooh,
like, and I'm talking 15, I'm talking 16, 17, 18, if you're lucky.
Right.
So it's not like we're like, oh, my God, this is so hot. We're weird. Oh, my God. What are these little girls doing out drinking?
And are they all S-faced?
Yes.
Okay.
So there was
probably, I'm just assuming, I'm making cultural assumptions here for the event, this is probably one of the times they get away with it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, you can't enforce it
and
for 2 million
and
people.
15 and 16-year-old, girls my daughter's age getting sloppy drunk, that to me, no good can possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we walked by a group of, like a family it looked like, and they had like an 11-year-old son, and he was like puking, and the mom's like laughing and apologizing and like rubbing his back. I was like, what is going on here? This total anarchy.
So it's pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Right.
So we get through that. We finally get out. It starts raining, and I said they wanted to go to the club. I said let's just get this over with. I've been researching strip clubs for the last 5 days. I know where we're going.
Now you know how that feels.
What's the first one you went to?
We just had to go to one, Mike.
Oh, really?
Just,
I needed one.
Just one. And I'm not going to mention the name because the stuff that goes on there.
Really?
Private message me if you want to go down and check it out.
Excellent.
The quality of women from a 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Uh-huh. All the women were 10s.
Holy mackerel.
I've never walked into a club other than Vegas, and even in Vegas, they didn't have that good of looking women dancing.
How many women were there?
They had a roster of a good rotation of 7.
7?
Wow, that's strong.
Small place, though. Small place.
That's okay with me.
And for $165.
Well, relax. The horniest guy in the room. Jeez.
He's out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
How can you tell him to relax? The first thing he did when he went home yesterday is he put that into Quicken.
That's already my budget.
So you get there, and it's 6 guys, well-dressed. We sit at the bar. We
one
order
of
drinks.
Them really well dressed.
We right. order drinks, and one Pete of the guys goes. Is close, like right next to. Because if you go, if you're a player and you've been there, you know you sit next to the stage, and that's when you start tipping.
Right.
Everybody, including myself, and except for one guy, is sitting a little away from the stage.
Okay.
I got my ones. I got my change. I give my brother a stack of
you're
ones.
You're a professional.
Said, here you go.
Are you allowed to tip with American money?
It's all. They only take dollars.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Once territory. Again, remember, they're not part of the 50.
Wow.
He.
It's where he shows his innocence there, too, doesn't he? Are they allowed to tip, or do they use the Puerto Rican loony? It's the United States.
I believe I'm sitting next to the Puerto Rican loony.
Okay. We got to.
Just quick.
Now, here's a question.
Yes.
Because I'm riveted by this.
If
we're coming up to the best part of the story.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Uh-huh. Do you want to carry this over into tomorrow's show? We know we rarely tease, but we have not yet.
That's an experience.
I think there's more to come.
Tomorrow is great.
You're there. You're getting ready to tip.
Tomorrow
you're at the strip joint.
Yes, yes.
And then we will follow up with this tomorrow.
Yes.
And we will also get perhaps, even though it's not really the greatest segue in the world, an update on your love life, which you alluded to.
No problem.
We will continue this tomorrow.
Yeah. Is she supposed to be in tonight?
I'm picking her up from the airport tonight.
Oh, really? Well, there'll be an update then.
Oh, that's very exciting. Yeah. All right, we will continue with Oscar. My apologies, but we deprived everyone of the audio vault yesterday. We will have the audio vault coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. There is a segment of our audience that I have just pissed off so totally.
Hey, what are you doing?
But there are guys boners that are just sitting there. That was radio.
Tissues out,
hey,
jeans around their
doing?
Ankles.
You know, hey, you know, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow. We don't do that very often, but we're going to make you wait. I don't think we do a lot of that on this show. We don't do a lot of waiting.
It's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait. Yeah. Tomorrow, they're at the strip joint. We find out whether Oscar's brother actually joins them, what happens, what kind of trouble, how the hangover part three
kidnapping
ends on tomorrow's show.
Oh, my God, is that my tooth?
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Audio Vault, brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Disney Dark Side Project. South Florida has long been the adult alternative to family-oriented Disney. Now, for some entrepreneurs, they want to expand those choices by bringing destination gaming to South Florida.
Gaming.
Disney sees this as a threat to their bottom line, so they're flexing their corporate muscle. I see you, RJ, and trying to kill those resorts. You don't have to keep going back and forth. I can see you. Speak up for your freedom of choice by visiting DisneyDarkSide.com today. RJ, do you want to get a chair and come in here?
He's guarding the studio.
What's it? What's he doing over there?
Would you like him in here?
What's that?
You want him to come in?
He can do whatever he wants.
He's got his dark glasses on.
All right, welcome back. We open it up already.
Smiling.
Let's get to the audio vault for today. This is Thursday,
yes.
Jan 19, 2011. Take it away, Rob.
All right, you heard that song I just played. That's the Flo Rida.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And I think if it's not yet, it will be the number one song in the country, and I think it might be the song of this year.
Phone line's open, incidentally. It's 718-506-1625. I want to do it to everybody.
Okay.
Rob, I did it to him.
Yeah,
it's
welcome
to
my
it
world.
And it's incredibly catchy, and it's been embraced by things like the Today Show. So imagine my surprise when I'm going through some records, and I find this from the early 60s, Chess Records, Etta James. I knew this was the sample, but this is the thing that really flipped me out. This record is so different than the Flo Rida song.
Really?
This is the source of that song right here.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Ooh, nice.
So that's easily isolatable, but it's very gospel-y.
Yes.
Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no. Yeah.
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 So great. I just want to tell you right now that,
That's amazing. I never would put the two and two together.
I really when do you hear the tempo of the actual record that they actually used to inspire the whole list? It's nothing but Chicago soul.
Right now, 33 people are really happy.
Yeah, Mike's putting on a show for Ustream. Anyway, it's a great record. Etta James doesn't get enough spin.
Right.
She's
agreed.
A great voice.
Sure is.
You can buy all of her music on Amazon. Access it through the Mike O'Mara Show.com.
Yeah,
great song. That's called Something's Gotta Hold On.
Yeah, whatever happened to her son, Rick?
Oh, he's not so well a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Big night on television last night, Mike.
Yes.
The return of an old friend that I've chosen to ignore.
I love it.
But you watched it.
I didn't watch it. I watched it. I half watch it. I surf the web while I'm watching it. And it's a perfectly great TV show to watch when you've TiVo'd it.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's the success of reality television, I think. Because we live in an age now where people are surfing while they're watching TV.
Yep.
A show that's not that engaging is perfect.
Absolutely. 100%. And I love J-Lo.
Yeah.
And I love Steven Tyler. And I'll tell you, I said at the end of that show, I said, here's what makes this show phenomenal.
Yeah.
And what also is the reason I think that the X Factor didn't do as well. They were brilliant. They brought in two mega, 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 right. mega, mega stars.
Yeah.
And J-Lo and Steven Tyler are both human enough mm-hmm. where they're down to earth.
Right.
And they're down to earth turbo stars.
Mm-hmm. You're
and
right.
And I think that's what makes it work for me in spite of Randy Jackson.
Good formula.
So
yeah.
with the return of American Idol, you know, let me take a step back real quick. Did you see Steven Tyler on Ellen?
No, I did not.
This is a guy who really does not mince words.
If it wasn't for cocaine, I don't think the band would have played every state in the United States 9 times in 7 years. Because there was no MTV back then. We marched, Peruvian marching powder. It was like, Iowa, 3 in a row, give me that. So it's what we did. And but, you know, there is no there's no end to that. It's death, jail,
yeah.
or insanity.
Yeah.
That place lost.
Stop it right there.
That's yeah. the end of it.
And that is what I adore about him.
He's yes. awfully fine.
He has it all.
Sees the big picture.
He doesn't have to have a filter,
right.
but he is a, in my humble opinion, and look, it could be TV. He could be a dick in real life. I have not. But Steven Tyler, to me, comes across mm-hmm. as a fellow New Englander. He's
yeah.
every inch Boston, and he's the kind of guy I know, and he's just down to earth. He really, really is. Mm-hmm. And he's so honest about yeah. drugs. How many guys would say that? How many guys would have the balls to say that? You know, it's Buzz Burbank. Very good. Very good.
No, I love him. I think he's a great talent. I don't know that I will get on board with the show again because it's just, I think it's past.
I
love him. I do
I will
love
keep
him.
Looking in on it, even though, you know, it does bore me after a while.
We're doing 2 shows today?
they haven't changed much. And, of course, the montage of rejects.
I will stand by you. Yeah. I will help mm. you.
Yeah, and, you know,
and they're totally
the same.
They're put through by producers because yeah.
yes,
they suck. Right.
And I think Jimmy Kimmel had a great synopsis. If you missed the 2-hour premiere of American Idol last night, here, let me sum it up to you in 33 seconds.
A new season of American Idol premiered tonight on the Fox Network. Steven Tyler crawled out of his coffin this morning, saw his eye shadow. And so now there are 6 more months of karaoke. It's good. I will say, it's good to see Ryan Seacrest back on television. We haven't seen him since New Year's Eve. They held auditions in Savannah, Georgia tonight. If you haven't seen it, let me save you some time and give you a recap. J-Lo said yes. Randy said dog. Steven Tyler said something I don't understand. Bad singer, good singer, bad singer, good singer, crazy person, good singer, Seacrest out. That's pretty much it.
And that's what you missed on.
God, he's funny.
Let's go to area code 905. Area code 905, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Yeah, is this the Mark and Lowell Show?
Ah!
that'll be on later, sir.
Nice.
Is this Shackman?
Oh, Shackman's terrible.
Oh,
wow. You like Shackman.
That piece of crap out of the show.
Oh, wow. And what is your name and where are you calling from, sir?
My name's Rick. I'm calling from Toronto.
All right. Well, how's the weather in Toronto today? Is it snowing up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, a little bit of snow, but it's been pretty mild, just like you guys.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and have a wonderful day in Toronto.
Okay, take care.
Thank you very much. And we can always take calls, 718-506-1625. Back to the audio vault.
Toronto, not one of the 50, Mike.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. It is a foreign country, and they're going to invade it.
I continue to shake my head at the notion that we've had The Simpsons on television for 20 years,
uh-huh.
but not as hard as I shook my head when I found out that some guy, not even a guy with Fox or a guy with Matt Groening, went and isolated every dough.
Oh, my.
And, you know, that is really probably the most popular thing added to the lexicon
yeah. mm-hmm.
from The Simpsons.
Well, it's a ringtone.
Yeah.
How long was this?
It goes 4.5 minutes. I doubt we'll play much of it.
I doubt we
Me
will.
Too.
Thank you.
He said it a lot, Mike.
Don't. Yeah.
I mean, really.
This is a guy.
Congratulate The Simpsons on... You know, a show that's run 17 years past its prime.
Oh, how dare you.
You know, I'm sorry. But I
it's still going.
You didn't see The Simpsons, the movie?
Oh, that was a great film.
Well, yeah, I saw the movie.
Be honest, Mike. You don't
that
like...
where they're in the dome?
Yeah.
Be honest, Mike. You don't like animated shows anyway.
I hate animated features.
They're so slow to get going.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, it's just like they think because they take so long to get them into production that they have to run for 30 years.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I hate it when that happens.
Mike,
anyway.
You're a wonderful talk show host.
You're
a wonderful music disc jockey.
Thank
a great
you.
Voice talent. But
Thank
I know
you.
Deep down,
yeah.
your love is country music.
It is.
Yeah.
Which is why I have to tell you, please... Keep Merle in your thoughts.
A country music legend in the hospital.
Mama tried, mama tried. Mama
Merle Haggard has pneumonia, taken to a hospital in Macon, Georgia, where he canceled one show a few minutes before it was supposed to start, then all of his concerts for the rest of the month. He had 4 scheduled. Singer, 74 years old, his tour manager says Haggard's been sick since leaving his home in Northern California last week.
Buzz Burbank, man who has beaten pneumonia. Does Merle Haggard have a chance?
Yes, he does, because he got to walk in on his own power.
That's right.
That's the difference.
Counterpoint, Mike O'Mara, do we need to get the tribute packages ready?
Based on his, I think he's been clean and sober for a while, so I think Merle's going to be okay. And that Mama Tribe, whenever I hear that song now, you know what I think of?
What?
What's that horror movie where the people come out to the young couple that's out in the middle of the woods, and why are you doing this? Because you were home. When a stranger calls?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
I've not seen that.
Do you know where they're wearing the masks?
Hellraiser? Anybody,
do you know the name of the... Or Jabari, you know the name of it? Into the microphone. What?
Last House on the Left?
No, it's not Last
Pinhead.
House on the Left. No.
Blair Witch Project.
Who's in it?
No.
Is it Mel Gibson?
No.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, come
Isn't
on.
Is he in a horror movie?
This was a big, scary movie.
Hey, you know what? Jason. If someone knows, please call.
If you know the answer to that,
this is why we have calls.
All right, hold on.
Is the dough tape still
running? Jabari thinks he has it.
Let's go to area code 812. Hello, who's this?
This is Stacy in Columbus, Indiana.
Columbus, Indiana. Stacy, what can we do for you today?
Well, first I wanted to say hello to my best friend, Diana Barrett, because she's awesome.
She is sweet.
And you guys know her.
Yes, we do. She's been to this home.
Nice rack.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Hey, watch it.
And then,
that's Oscar that said that.
And there it is.
We are watching.
I'm telling the truth.
Talk about being
I do not know the answer to your question. I'm sorry.
All right. How are things in Indiana?
Cold and cold.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in and have a great day, okay? Call again.
Okay. I love you guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Nice.
And let's go to area code 540. That's right in our backyard. Mm-hmm. Area code 540. Who's this? Hello. I think I hung up on him.
Some things never change.
Sorry about that. You know the answer, Jabari?
The Strangers.
Oops. Hold on a
The second. Strangers?
The Strangers. There it is.
Is that it?
Thank you very much, Jabari.
And they go, deer, 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 deer. Down, down, and they play it, and the house is empty, and there are these scary people. You've never seen
I've
it?
I've never seen it.
Do you like
it.
A good scary movie?
I do.
Oh, this is...
I'll check it out.
You want to talk about one that's paralyzingly scary.
And you know what? I like when you take an upwardly happy song like that.
Yes.
And if you add a little reverb and show something eerie, it makes it a whole
and
different
thing. And they play it on the phonograph. So it's like you hear the, mama tried, and then it goes...
Safe home, Merle.
Oh,
have you seen the video for Breonna?
No.
This poor teenager. He put it a he put it.
He put it that.
I'm sorry.
Don't.
He put together a video to profess his love to his girlfriend. Now, first of all, it doesn't help that he's not the best looking guy. He kind of looks like a retarded Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
And it's gone viral. And it is so
but
creepy.
This is for Rihanna, though.
No.
No?
It's his girlfriend, Breonna.
Oh, I thought it was Rihanna.
And the video is called My Video for Breonna. Or Breonna.
Hi, baby girl. I love you so much. I love you more than there are grains of sand on every beach of every planet, of every galaxy of the universe.
Shut up.
Are you skeeved out yet?
Yeah.
It actually gets a little better.
Give and you know what? He's shirtless and holding the camera, so it has sort of like a Blair Witch quality to it. It is so yuck. Just really bad.
It's bad.
I need you more than humans need water and food to survive.
He's really a poet.
Yeah, he is.
You mean more to me than Home Depot means to Mr. Logerato.
That's a woodshop.
You mean
feature.
More to me than golden diamonds mean to the greediest burglar.
The greediest burglar, Mike.
He really is a wordsmith.
If I'm the father of that girl, I'm driving to that kid's house.
Beating him to death with a baseball bat.
Well, you know what? Just hold off a day because he might kill himself.
Daddy, look what my boyfriend
made. Put his shirt off.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God. Hi, how you doing, son?
Did you see Modern Family?
Yes. No, I did not.
Last night was the episode where baby Lily, who is now getting older, says the F word.
For one or two more.
Okay, let me cover this and then we'll close. This was handled so well because what did we say when we heard about that plot line? It's impossible to hear a kid cuss without laughing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is.
And they're getting a lot of heat for it, and I think it's unjust.
Oh, that's John.
People are so uptight.
Is there anything, is there any show on television that is better written than Modern Family?
Nope.
I don't think so. No. Here is when Lily first says the word.
Not too many at once.
Yeah, you're doing great, Lil.
She is, isn't she?
Forget the bride. All the eyes are going to be on her.
Oh.
I can't.
cannot believe you laughed.
I'm sorry, but you know I have two weaknesses. Children cursing and old people rapping.
So, Lily's learned the new word, and they try once again to discipline her.
Daddy, can I have some ice cream?
No, honey, if you're hungry, you can have some fruit.
Fruit?
Oh, I have two children.
And they try to scold her.
We need to talk about something. It's about that word you said this morning.
What word?
You know, the one that starts with F.
Flower?
No.
Fruit?
No.
If she doesn't remember it, we shouldn't remind her.
Oh, well, she said it three times.
Oh, you mean
Can't leave the room.
I can do this. Lily, that is a bad word, and you are not allowed to say it ever.
But it makes you laugh.
Okay, well, Daddy shouldn't be laughing, and you should never say that word. Do you understand?
Maybe.
Okay, this is not a game, all right? If you say that word one more time, I'm going to take away all your toys. I'm serious. She knows I'm not serious.
Pat, Mike, that is your magic audio ball. Handled really very the way nice. You would have to handle it with a kid.
Yeah, on the show Modern Family, they bleeped it out.
They bleeped it out, yeah.
And great. Blurred her mouth.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
You're the one who made my dreams come true.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for news with Mr. Burbank. Let's not waste any time. Get him right in here. Here's Buzz with the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Nathan Davies writes to us, I came to a realization that my good friend and international business owner uses Amazon to buy goods and materials for work and home on a daily basis. He now spends about $2,000 to $5,000 a month with Amazon buying stuff for between his home and his office, his job, where he works. So his job is footing that money. Not sure what your share of this is, but my friend says he's now going through the TMOS page for all things Amazon. And that's what we're asking you to do, both at home and at work, at your place of business. Mm-hmm. If you need supplies, Amazon.com is the place to get it. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Go through us and you're helping the show as well.
It's very unique that this is a company that is so large, they don't even know we exist.
That's right.
But
that's right.
We do. We rely on them, and we are delighted that so many of you are using Amazon. And we say thank you to that guy. Keep them coming. Yes, Oscar.
Just to be clear, our share is very, very, very
minuscule.
Amazon gets the $5,000. We don't.
And by the way, if you.
But it all adds up.
It does. If you heard the noise during the letter, it was the wheels and Mark Head's spin.
Yes.
What percentage of throw?
Hold on before we continue.
How many Puerto Rican dancers?
Let's before Buzz gets into it. Area code 917. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Daryl Taylor.
Daryl Taylor.
You know Daryl Taylor?
I see him on Facebook all the time. Great supporter of the show.
Darryl, Jersey.
Where are you calling? You're from Jersey, Daryl?
No, I'm calling from New York, Queens, New York.
All right, Queens, New York. What can we do for you, Daryl?
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I really love the show, and I'm really glad that you guys are still doing it. And I think it's even better on podcast version than it is from the radio, because I caught you and Don when you were in New York.
Uh-huh. Back on WNEW.
And I stayed with you.
He started then. You started then. That's when you started listening.
Back on the WNEW days. Daryl, that is very nice.
Yeah, awesome.
And what we want everybody to do in 2012 is tell a friend, and they can tell a friend, and we're going to grow this show. The show is continuing to grow every day, and it's people like you that make that happen. All right, my friend?
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Daryl. We appreciate it.
Take care.
That's good. Now on with the news with Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Did yesterday's SOPA protest work? Well, it appears it did. House Speaker John Boehner says it appears there is now no consensus for passing the badly written anti-piracy bill.
Congratulations, Mr. Burbank.
Good job.
That was a big cause of yours.
Well, don't thank me. Thank the 4.5 million people or so who signed the petition on Google and more than 2.5 million people who posted messages on Twitter.
I think this is all due to Trip Affleck.
Yeah.
Because he went...
Shut down.
He went dark.
Went dark. That's it. Yeah, I think you might be right.
That's funny.
Lawmakers saw these messages.
Such a jerk.
Especially on Twitter. Trip, you know what to do.
Right.
But Oscar won't let him do that.
Trip, I will expect a snarky comment about Oscar Santana at some point this evening.
Snark freely.
Thank you.
Lawmakers saw these messages, and at least two of the lawmakers reversed their positions and now oppose SOPA, and four of the bill's co-sponsors have asked that their names be removed from the bill.
Trip Affleck reversed his position.
How cool was that? With pleasure. What are we rocking out to?
I'm just playing one of Mark's sound effects.
Oh, I was wondering why I thought that was a call.
All that.
Yeah.
If you enjoy, but that's the magic that makes the Mark and Lowell show so
no,
great.
No, don't use that.
I liked that. Yeah. Oh, wow, good. What cavernous hall did you record that in?
You pay a lot for these?
More live fantasy sports radio than anywhere on the planet. At least 12 hours of fantasy football.
Hey, it's your old job.
It's my old job.
I'm sorry. You know me, I'm a child.
Yeah.
If there's a button in front of me, I like to press it.
Did you bring enough for everyone? Now, if you enjoy spectator sports, then your top story today is the Republican presidential race. Now, for one thing, Mitt Romney isn't the sure thing he appeared to be. Turns out he didn't win the Iowa caucus by 8 votes. He lost it by 34 votes, according to a recount, which is really just declaring this a tie. And Romney's lead in this Saturday's South Carolina primary is shrinking as Newt Gingrich closes in. And Newt's within like 7 points now, yeah, and will do even better now that today Rick Perry has dropped out of the race. This is very good news for Gingrich to gain on Romney and maybe overtake him. But Romney's slippage has a lot to do with his being a multimillionaire investor and about his being shy about making public his income tax records. But even if, now get this, though, and here comes the fun part for you sports spectators, even if Newt Gingrich pulls out ahead in this race with Romney, he may have some heavy baggage. Newt's second ex-wife, who's been saying since the 1990s that she could end Newt's career with a single interview, is giving that interview this week to ABC News.
And he was asked about it on the Today Show this morning.
I saw that.
And that's where I pulled my endorsement, because his eyes pointed in two different directions. Right. This is going to be interesting. When is she going to be on? Do we know when she's going to be on?
They're doing a debate after Nightline, and is that tonight? I don't know. I have to check. I don't have the exact time. But
well, whatever it is, you know it'll be all over.
Yeah.
And if she does have something to say, you know, hell hath no fury. We'll have to wait and
look
see.
Look forward to seeing what Effeline Gingrich has to say.
Effie,
yeah. President Obama may have a new political problem after taking a tough stand yesterday against letting a big company build an oil pipeline from Canada to the Gulf.
I'm sorry. I hit one of his buttons.
The president says he's not against the idea. He's just against doing this pipeline without making sure that we don't have a Gulf oil spill in the middle of farm country. Republicans wanted the president to okay the pipeline without making sure because of the jobs that it would bring so quickly. But a study by Cornell.
What are you playing over there?
I am a child.
That's for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I know you love the Neil Young.
So thank you're going to be hearing
Buffalo Springfield.
You're going to be hearing a lot of criticism of Obama for killing the jobs that were associated with this project. Cornell University study says it's only about 2,000 construction jobs that would only last 2 years. And while that is 2,000 jobs, it won't make a dent in the 14 million jobs that are still needed.
When I saw that story, the one thing that came to my mind is, do you know that the sequel to Sanford and Son, when they brought in the fat guy to work with Fred Sanford?
I don't even remember that.
After
show.
DeMond Wilson left?
Right.
The plot line was that he and Lamont were working on the Alaskan pipeline, and when it completed, he came to work with Fred. So if they could build this pipeline, maybe we could get another sitcom like Sanford and Son on the air.
Oh, boy.
That was a long way to go for that.
Really?
We'll edit that out.
Jesus.
Jesus.
That, I swear to God.
Yeah, I know, audience. I know.
I swear, that's the first thought I had. What is the matter with me?
Does Mark,
do you, when you're telling that story and you're thinking that it's going to translate, are you aware there's not anyone in this room or in any area of our listening audience that would track with what you just said?
What it is, Mike, it's like doing a Super Bowl in an elevator going up. I got no idea, but
you
I got
to
get
it. You make a reference.
On.
You're not only making a reference to a here, I have to stop.
Break it down, Mike. Okay.
It has
down.
To be broken
yeah.
down.
Please. Yeah. Please.
Rob just made a reference from a current news story.
Yes.
He took it back to a failed sequel of an ancient sitcom.
That's right.
With characters nobody was engaged
30,
with.
35 years ago.
You don't remember when Sanford and Son brought on an RJ?
No, I do not remember that. No. You cannot save that. It's just...
Nor would I want to.
The problems with that story were multiple. There we go.
TSA is publicly apologizing to two elderly women who say they were strip searched at New York's JFK Airport. At first, the feds protected their own. Insisting that all the right procedures were followed. Now, TSA is admitting wrongdoing and admits the screeners violated policy. Quoting one official, it is not standard operating procedure for colostomy devices to be visually inspected.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
You can't spell TSA without both T and A.
Oh, God.
TSA still denies the women were strip searched, but quoting one of the women, they're lying.
Yee.
And while we have you worked up, Porn producers in L.A. say they will pack up their dildos and move away if officials carry out their plans to make male actors wear condoms. This after several AIDS outbreaks among the performers in recent years. The L.A. City Council voted this week to deny permits to producers who don't force their actors to wear condoms. Among the big companies threatening to leave town over this, Vivid Video. At the moment, about 90% of all porn films made in the U.S. are filmed in Los Angeles, an industry that generates about $8 billion a year.
The other 10% are filmed on Liberia Avenue.
Why are they so against it? Is it because, and Liberia is a road that's like really near our house, so that's why he made that joke. I just thought it explained.
That was relevant.
Break it down, Mike.
It was relevant.
Why are they all uptight? Because, I mean, if I was a porn actor, even though I know the sensation and all that is very difficult to do my job, but they all take the Viagra anyway when doing that. What is the deal? Is it because people...
Well, condom porn blows.
No pun intended. So they won't sell more.
Because
you don't want to watch porno.
The fantasy is having unprotected sex.
If Vivid, for example, is forced to require all of its male actors to wear protection, then as a customer who doesn't like to see condoms used in videoed pornography, I'll go someplace else. And Vivid doesn't want to lose that business, so they don't want to be forced into
it. He's going to Puerto Rico.
I heard one, yes. I heard one producer,
that's scary.
A female producer, said that she thinks that she likes it better or feels safer with condoms, but she thinks it ought to be left up to the individual performer and it should be their liability. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see
until
what happens.
Until they get an AIDS scare.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All I know is that they're garbage cans.
Like that one porn producer. What about garbage cans.
How do you feel about your actresses, sir?
Oh, it's so gross.
This is the garbage
when you really
cans.
Think about what those women do, it really is kind of gross.
Yeah.
Sea dumpsters.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
And finally, if you've noticed a shortage of thank you Florida stories lately, it may be the fault of the U.S. Postal Service. When Mark Smith of Coral Gables, Florida, got his copy of Ms. Magazine this week, he may have thought to himself, geez, what is this, 1976? Well, in fact, it was. He's just now getting his copy of the magazine's February 1976 issue. It just came in the mail yesterday.
What's he getting that magazine for even in 1976?
Yeah.
Gas was only 59 cents a gallon back then, but some things don't change. One of the cover stories was about immigration. Mark's now awaiting his February 76 edition of Playboy.
Ooh.
As I understand it, we'll find out in this issue if Barbie Benton's drapes match the curtain.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by our good friend Jimmy at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Hey, Jimmy.
It's our Super Bowl bash. We're going back for the third year in a row to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern with happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. A Sunday brunch that is phenomenal. Remember that from last year, from 11 to 2.
Food is great.
50-cent wings all day long, even for carryout, and a free football pool with the first 100 fans. We're going to be there at 4. We start out with Jot Jeopardy. We're going to be there with Jimmy watching the game on the big screen in high def. Reservations definitely recommended for this. Join us for our Super Bowl party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, 703-435-GYMS, or click the banner ad on our website. Don't forget, the bonus hour is tomorrow. If you want to join us for the bonus hour, we're going to be playing a brand new Hollywood-style game. You'll not want to miss that.
What's it called, Mike?
It's called Hollywood Head Scratchers.
Oh, boy!
We'll do that on tomorrow's bonus hour. That's it. We got another one coming back tomorrow. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sanford and Son.
Ciao.
Bring it down.
Go.